Now, the Spirit specifically declares that in the last times, some people will abandon the faith and will cling on to deceitful spirits and demonic teachings perpetrated by hypocritical false teachers whose consciences are branded with a hot iron. They will forbid marriage and teach people to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by people who believe and know the truth. Every creation of God, you see, is good. Nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for then it is made holy by God's word and prayer. Set these instructions before the family. If you do this, you will be a good servant of King Jesus. You will be nourished by the words of faith and the good teaching which you have been following. Keep well away from worthless myths, the sort of things some old women mumble on about. Go into training in godliness. Physical exercise, you see, has a limited usefulness. But godliness is useful in every way. It carries the promise of life, both now and in the future. That saying is trustworthy. It deserves to be accepted totally. This is what we are working and struggling for, you see, because we have set our hope on the living God, who is the Saviour of all people, more especially of believers. You must urge and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but be an example to the believers in what you say, how you behave, in love, faith, and holiness. Until I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, and to teaching. Don't neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you through prophecy, when the elders laid hands on you. Work hard at these things. Give yourself to them, so that everyone may see your progress. Pay attention to yourself and your teaching, and keep steadily on with them. If you do that, you see, you will save yourself and those who hear you as well.